This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Happy Easter, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Around the Loop. Today is March 31st. First off, I want to start with an apology for everyone. I know I said I was going to drop two episodes per week. Kind of been lacking on it. But don't worry. Sometimes you fall off tracks, and you got to get back on. No biggie, right? So, let's talk about Easter. I was always wondering, what the fuck does the Easter rabbit have to do with eggs? I can't be the only one that sits here and wonders. What does the rabbit have to do with eggs? When rabbits lay mammals, other little mini bunnies, you know? Or bunnies, you know, etc., whatever the term is. I always wondered, what was the term, what was the symbol? There has to be a symbol between the rabbit and the egg, right? And so, I looked it up today, and just out of curiosity, I was wondering, I'm like, you know, why? Is this a government conspiracy? Well, it's actually not. And, you know, I went on Google. Anybody can go on this. Anybody can, you know, do your small research. But for y'all non-believers and believers. So I looked online and check this out. It says, eggs, just like the rabbit, have been long considered an ancient symbol of fertility, rebirth, and new life. All associated with springtime celebration of Easter. From a Christian's perspective, Easter eggs represent Jesus' resurrection and his emergence from the tomb. So for y'all believers and non-believers out there, dead rise on the third day. They threw the man's in the cave and he came back out, just like he would. So, everybody celebrates Easter differently. And let's bring this on the loop, right? Around the loop. Some families are out there celebrating Easter together, right? At church, or amongst each other's families, friends, and relatives and loved ones, right? But what about everybody else that doesn't spend time on Easter together? You know, there are some odd habits out here, and more or less, like, what are some of them? You know, maybe some people aren't on church on Sundays. Maybe their church on Sunday is the casino, and I'm not mouthing bad on the casino. Love them. They're doing great. But you think about it. You know, some believe the same way they believe in God. Some believe that, hey, they're going to win that day. Some believe that they're going to, you know, win the lottery or win the jackpot, whatever you want to call it. Go home with the gold, right? And it's crazy. Because to each their own, you can sit there and you can judge one another. But until you're in their shoes, call mind your business, right? So, a couple of things I wanted to talk today about on the episode is we're going to talk about California drivers, why they suck at driving. Hey, and if you get your feelings hurt out there, that's on you. That's on you. Okay? So, let's talk about California drivers, all right? Let's roll into this. Especially when it comes to people on the road. I swear, rain... it's like another dimension. It's like another world for these people. And shout out to the folks that are out there driving on these bald-ass tires. Man, you're not on the track. You don't need slicks. It ain't safe to drive on the road with bald-ass tires. You know, some of you guys need to have your ass cheeks balder than the tires you have. You'd be out there sliding and skirting, you know, drifting. Yeah, you're gonna drift off the road, buddy. And for y'all buckaloos out here driving around Paula Mountain, you know, in the mountain areas, slow down. Slow the fuck down. It might not be you that knows how to drive. You never know if Dickhead McGee is gonna come around the corner and pass the double yellow line and boom, head on. I've had that multiple times where I've had a car literally drive on the opposite lane, gonna be head on collision around the curve, and they wanna be dumb because they wanna pass three cars. They can't be patient. We're all gonna get to the same place. Just be patient. That's all. It's important to have a dash cam on you too. It really, really is. Because it's gonna save your ass from a lot of things. It really is. And I've caught it a lot. Like I said on the last episode, it'll save your ass. Definitely recommend you get a dash cam. It's like a magnet for bad shit. And, you know, Sunday, the day of the Lord, right? It's supposed to be a day where you got good manners and whatnot, right? So let me go back to last Sunday. Or was it Monday? I think it was Monday. Let's roll into Monday. So here I am Monday, and I was out and about. I believe I was still sick. I'm still recovering from this. I mean, I sound a lot better, which is great. I'm still coughing. Don't know what it is. Don't have Ligma. So don't worry about it. Is it Ebola? Might be. Oh, well. So there I am at the market, right? And I'll just start name dropping. Fuck it. Here we go. So it was actually at the Rincon Market, right? And here I go. There's this mom that pulled in with four kids. Me being a gentleman, I opened the door. I held the door open. Let everybody walk in, right? The right thing to do. Have manners. I'm not expecting really shit from the mom. At least, you know, at least a thank you. Actually, I do expect. Have manners. You know, show the example to your kids that, hey, thank you for opening the door, sir. Appreciate it. You know what she did? She walked right past me. She stood there, looked at me like a fucking dog. I wanted to snap. I really, really wanted to, but what is that gonna make me? A lowball person? To snap at a grown woman that ain't got no manners? It's a trip. Now let me talk about manners. There's a right place and a wrong time. Some people, I mean, shit, they might not take manners lightly. Some people get offended if you got manners. Let me talk about a little story one time that I almost had a fucking little smaller altercation where I had manners, where I said, excuse me, sir, how's it going, sir? He said, sir, flipped out. I said, yeah, I said, motherfucking sir, you never heard of manners? Talking about how I'm rude. I'm very, very grateful for the Marine Corps sending me out to the East Coast. Because the manners you develop over there are different from the West. Facts. And I'm not here shitting on my Californians. Nah, shit, I'm born and raised here too. But the customs and courtesies around here kind of dying out. Manners are dying out. You know? What happened to that? I guess COVID? COVID happened. Everybody started getting crazy. Y'all remember when COVID happened? And the whole thing about toilet paper disappearing off the fucking shelves to wipe your ass? Half y'all folks don't even wipe your fucking ass. Don't understand why you bought all the toilet paper. Oh, well. But, hey, it is what it is. And cracks me up. People without manners. I mean, I've held the door open before for folks, and same thing. People looked at me, staring me down like a dog. One time I just had enough of it, and I said, excuse me. You're fucking welcome. They looked at me. What the fuck did you say? I said, you heard what the fuck I said. I said, and I actually had the audacity. Here's the audacity, right? The audacity to tell these people, and they're actually not people, individual. I told this person, I said, you know what? You might as well step out the fucking door. I said, hold the door for me real quick. They looked at me all dumbfounded, right? They held the door. So I walked in. I walked out and walked in. And he was like, what the fuck was that for? And I just kept walking. What a dummy, right? Well, have some manners. It ain't that hard. Or the old people. Let's talk about you elderly people, man. Got much love for you, some of y'all. But some of you guys are going senile. Guys are getting fucking crazy out here. Especially when it comes to driving. I swear, am I on the next episode of Initial D? Or what the fuck? But hey, if granddaddy over there drifting and fucking keeping up, kudos to you, buddy. Because the moment that I get old one day and I can't drive that fast, put me down. Put me down like a motherfucking dog. The harsh reality. But more or less, looking forward to a lot of things in life, especially with work. Work's been going great. Couple small projects, working on this dentist office, doing phase two of it, doing the other side, adding on the data drops and a couple HDMI drops, more chairs. It's fancy. Very nice dentist office. I highly recommend it if you guys get a chance. Up located in Rancho Bernardo, called Dentistry Collective. Very, very nice dentist office. And it's important. It's important, talking about manners and customs and courtesies. Becoming a role model. It's part of it, leads you to becoming a role model. I want to roll in and talk about role modeling. A lot of us out there didn't have the best role models. Some of us didn't even have role models at all. I was blessed I had two. In my life, I had both parents. Now, was it the childhood and the role model shit that I wanted in my life? Necessarily, no. But they tried their best. And as a kid, you see it from a perspective that they're really focused on their own business, or they're focused on work, not really focused on you. But when you get older, you kind of see the bigger picture. They had no choice. They had to work on work in order to push forward, to pay bills, to put food on the table, to put food on your back, and a roof over your head. It had to be done. And sometimes I wish I had childhood to go out there and, I wasn't saying I was stripped away from it, but at the age of 10, I was ready to clock in, And some may say it's child abuse, having a 10-year-old work with you, but it wasn't. I love working with my pops. I mean, it was hard because the language barrier was there, but that's how I kind of learned Spanish better. I mean, I was his little coworker, and it was cool. Accomplishments, knowing that the vehicles we brought in, we were able to push right out, and they were working. And that was nice. But that rolls into becoming a role model. And growing up, it was, I had a couple people out there in my life, and I thank them. I thank them, like the after school program, the staff that were there. They were great people, not knowing damn well they were only a couple years older than us. They were kids too, teenagers. Sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around that. But shout out to Marcos, if you ever hear this one day, shout out to you. Shout out to Joey or Miss Jordan. Or what's the other one? There are a couple more people out there, but you guys were great. You guys were really great, and if it wasn't for you guys, it wouldn't have pushed me as a person to become a better role model in life. And that pushes forward into life where I started growing up, got into ROTC. And I'm thankful that I got into ROTC. Met a lot of role models in there. Met, First Sergeant, and he was a very, very important role model to me. And I thank you for that. I thank you for all the work that you put into me. I thank you for the dedication, the motivation you gave me to become a better person all around. Taught me a lot of valuable lessons in life that my own pops didn't teach me. But it's not to talk down on my own father, but it's more or less to let you guys know that it's okay to have role models in your life. First Sergeant didn't replace my dad. My dad's my dad. I love you, Pops. I do. But I also love First Sergeant too for being a great role model in my life. Pushed me in many directions, but always believed in me. A lot of other folks didn't. And not to drop name drop anybody, but there was a specific colonel when I was in ROTC. And don't worry, your name is safe, but you know who the fuck you are. And I'll never forget it. So I was probably a junior, and I remember I was doing supply. And for you don't know who supply is in ROTC, we're the guys that take care of all the background work. That's what I did. Reason why I was in supply is because I had what first sergeant like to say, two left feet. Couldn't drill for fucking shit. Took me about 4 years to actually get it right. Yeah, took 4 years. Must have been special or something, you know? But oh well. It is what it is. But for this colonel, I'll never forget it. So we went out with the corpsmen and we were in the van. We went to go pick up some waters and stuff like that. I remember we were checking out an obstacle course or something like that. And you were joking with the Navy corpsmen, talking about, oh yeah, this cat over here behind us pointing at me. Oh, he wants to join the Marine Corps. Ha ha ha. He should probably consider something else. And then he looked back and he said, Hey Gio, what do you want to do when you graduate high school? I said, sir, I want to be in the Marine Corps. I'm actually planning to be in the Marine Corps, and I'm gonna make it happen. And at the time I said that, I was probably about 220. I was a lot heavier at the time, but I was 5'4". So being 5'4" and 220 pounds, you know, it kind of shows. A little different if you're 5'9" and 220. So I'll never forget. He tried to embarrass me. He tried to embarrass me and belittle me as a teenager, trying to shut me down, telling me, well, you know. It don't look like you're going to be losing any weight. You should probably consider joining a different branch. And he's like, you think about joining the army? I said, no, sir, I'm not joining the army. I'm joining the fucking Marine Corps. And I didn't. I dropped away during that summer, junior to senior year. I dropped away because I was dedicated. I was devoted. I wanted to. I wanted this shit so fucking bad. And for the recruiter at the time, around, I think, I want to say 2013, Sergeant Sotelo. Drop your motherfucking name. You, buddy, I'll never forget. You looked me up and down. You said, don't even come in my fucking office. You're like, can you even do three pull-ups? I said, I could try. He said, don't even fucking bother. Okay, no problem. I'll never forget it, bud. But then you wanted to hit me up down the road. Talk about we cool and stuff because you saw me cutting hair. Yeah. Hey, bud, you do you. You stay in your lane. Just remember, you gotta treat people nice. Be a good role model. And that's why I talk about being a role model, right? Because there's good role models and there's bad role models. And the bad ones led me to push for becoming better. So you guys were my fuel. And I thank you guys for that. And I had a lot of trials and tribulations in life. A lot of ups and downs, just like a fucking roller coaster. But it didn't stop me. It didn't stop me from continuing life. I almost stopped life twice. But it ain't worth it. There's much more to it. There truly, truly is in this world. And I wanted to talk about being a role model. And I keep saying this a lot because it's important. It's important to be a role model to everyone and anyone around you, to your community members, to the folks around you, to even the kids that come across you. You know, I want to talk about my roommate's 4-year-old son. He's precious. He's great. He's a great, great little dude. And it's crazy because I became his little best friend. Bond over watching monster trucks on YouTube. It's like magic. But it's the whole idea of being a good role model, you know? I love the fact that we were out there one day. We had to fix the sign that the tribe put for us. Put it in the wrong spot. So I pulled it out. It was like a signpost, right? With our house number. And I just had to move it back a little bit, like 15 feet back. And I even asked the little boy, I said, hey man, you want to come out here and help me out? Give him that sense of pride. And he said, oh, what for? And I said, we're going to help, you know, move this sign for Raina. And he was so proudful, so happy about it. And it wasn't much. I mean, he just held it and I put the dirt and all that. But it was the fact that he helped, you know, the being a good role model, showing that it's okay to do work. It's okay, you know. And that goes along with, you know, my lady's brother, his kids, love him to death. I truly, truly do. And it's about being a good role model to everyone and to them too. Because at the end of the day, I know when I was a kid, we all had that cool uncle. We all had that cool role model in our lives that, you know, we kept seeing. We want to be around them because they were cool. We wonder why. And sometimes you're an adult now and you're like, I didn't do anything to be cool. But it's the energy, it's the aura, it's who you are as a person. And now I just want to roll it into a couple more things. More or less like reaching out to old friends. So, I've had good role model friends. I've had. And shout out to them. Because of you guys, I'm a better person today. Now talking about old friends, right? Let's run into the old friends. Old friends, old acquaintances. I'm honestly really happy I had the chance to reach out to an old friend of mine. Shout out to Eli. If you ever hear my podcast, man, I'm proud of you. You finally made it into the Navy after all these years. And between you and I know all the hard work you had to put in to get there, man. It's been years since we spoke, but I'm glad I was able to reach out to you and you still had the same number. And to my homie Jay, I'm glad you still got the same number, bro. Different phone, but same number. So hopefully you got to hear the first episode, and I'm very, very happy about that. It's great reaching out with old friends, or the opportunity I had to reach out to my old buddy Leo, my neighbor, between me and this gentleman named Jack. I'll never forget it, man. When I was young, we were, I want to say it was like early 2003, 2004, I think, when we moved into the east side right there in Bosole, in the corner house right there on the 504 San Diego Street. And you lived on Bush, I believe. San Diego and Bushy, right? Yeah, I think that's where it connected. But I'll never forget, I was looking over the yard and I see this young dude. About my age, I was curious. We were curious, right? We saw each other, and you were on the other side helping the Jack out with some stuff, And it was great, and we became friends like that. And ever since then, we grew up and became friends. You were a role model to me, man. Even though you're a year old, just a year older than me, you were a role model. You were cool. You definitely were a cool cat, man. And shout out to you, because I know you're doing good in life. I wish you nothing but the best, Leo. I really do. I know you moved away. And it's cool, because we all gotta grow up. We all gotta do better in life. And I just wish you and your family nothing but the best, bro. I wish you guys nothing but prosperity in life and joy. That's what you deserve, man. And friends. I don't even have social media to begin with. I got rid of social media because I wanted to become a better person. I did it for multiple reasons, to be honest with you guys. Did it for multiple reasons. Some of them because I got myself into some shit that I didn't need to. Some fucking drama. It wasn't necessary. When I was a young cat, I was just wasn't the proudest moment, proudest guy, Wasn't taking things seriously in the beginning of my relationship, I guess. I was a fool. Wanted to act like tomfoolery out here, But I grew up, I became better, and I wanted to be serious in life, so I got rid of social media to better cleanse myself mentally, physically, and spiritually. Get me away from distractions. Am I scared to go back on today? Nah, no, absolutely not. Do I care for it? No, don't care. As long as I got what I got and what I need. It's all that matters. Like I said, you guys really need to get reach of me, get a hold of me. Look me up on LinkedIn. I'm legit. I'm the real deal. And if you ever want to see what kind of work I got on there, it's like the business Facebook, just kind of showing off. It's cowboy work, But that's what we do. Because I like to show off because I'm proudful of my work. I'm prideful. Because I try my best at what I do. I don't half-ass shit. That's not who I am. So for all you people out there, if you got a phone, reach out to your old friends, shoot them a text, especially the ones you haven't heard in such a long time. And it's never too late to make new friends. I was looking on my account and looked up that we had a follower, we had a listener all the way from Belgium. Now, I know if you hear this and you get this far into the episode, a shout out to whoever you are in Belgium. If you ever want to reach out to me, I do have a new email. The old email that I put on there did not work. And it's cantdenydronography@gmail.com. So it's Kantdeny Drone, Drone, Ogra, Dhy. Yeah, something like that, at gmail.com. So reach out to me if you guys have any questions, concerns, comments. But looking forward into doing collaborations. Want to do one this week. I will give you guys a collaboration one soon, I promise. We'll drop this week. And for all you people out there, if you get the opportunity, go check out Crumble Cookie. I know today was probably the last day you could have gotten it in the park because it closed. But Saturday was the last day to get it. They had a couple cookies that came out. I had the opportunity to try the carrot cake one. That one was pretty gas. If you guys had an opportunity, it's pretty good. Talking about gas, let's roll into the strain of the week. Now, if you guys are curious what the strain of the week is, I'm gonna start off with, I'm not promoting this at any point. I'm not promoting you guys to smoke cannabis. I'm not promoting this. I'm not promoting weed. So please don't come at me sideways saying, "Oh, well, you inspired me to do this and this and that." No, absolutely not, you fucking grown ass dipshit. That's on you. But let's talk about the strain of the week. It's gonna be Grandmaster. Grandmaster by CBX. Combination of Blue Flame and Grandmaster OG. Just Grandmaster. Fucking gas. Now, if you guys want something good too, look for a different one. 98 Octane by CBX. Ooh boy. Oh, so good. I like how CBX is coming out with stronger and better shit. So, shout out to you guys. You guys are holding it down. One of my favorite buds. And also shout out to Dime Industries. Had to grab another Berry White because I just love it, man. Berry White. Such a great cart. Now, if you guys ever need a disposable, go head over to Dime Industries at your local dispensary. For all you folks out there, check out Off the Charts and Vista again. Such a great shop. Such a great shop. You guys need my recommendation. You ever stop in California, you ever stop near in San Diego, head out to Vista. Head out to Vista to Off the Charts. To that specific shop. You guys can thank me later. Even let them know. Let them know that Geo sent you guys over there. First time patient, you guys get a. Well, the deals change. You get 30% off, 25% off among four visits. Check out Weed Maps before you go out there. Make sure you guys download Weed Maps and you have a chance. And another interesting thing in my life that I'm working on right now, another background behind the scenes thing is working on my ACO. Now, for y'all that wonder, what is an ACO? Well, I'll tell you. My ACO is my alarm company operator license. And so let me talk about that. Why I started the journey. I started the journey because I wanted to become my worst enemy. No, I'm fucking joking. It all started because one of the first companies I was working with kind of got me into doing alarms and access control, and it was hard, but it was cool. Now, for the owner of that company, keep your fucking secrets by all means, You only want to show me so much and then tell me don't fuck it up and laugh about it. Hey, by all means, you think I was funny? All right. So then I went to the big dogs. Now I went to the big dogs. Now I got a lot of love for you guys. You guys taught me a lot. You really did. It didn't go the way I wanted it to go. I wanted to grow. I wanted to prosper in the company. But it didn't happen. And it's okay. Because for me, it's about growing and getting to the top regardless who's in your fucking way. If you really want it that bad, you're gonna go and do anything you can to obtain it, right? That's damn right. So then I got to my company that I'm with now. So for all you folks that are out there needing any business done, we are the best in San Diego. And if you don't believe it, hey, for all the other companies that don't believe it, hey, come test us. We'll show you what's up with a team of four. You want the smoke? We'll give you all the smoke. But with the company I'm with now, it's such a blessing. It's such an honor. Get to work with my homies from high school. It's great. So Shout out to my boss for believing in me, letting me have this opportunity to work and obtain my ACO. For my last company I was with, boss there kept telling me, "Oh yeah, let me check your hours. I'm gonna check your hours or look into your hours." Not knowing, he was just fucking gaslighting me. Gaffed me off for a year and a half, but got this new guy in there, right? And got him in the program. Shout out to you. I hope you're doing good, bud. Really hope you are. So, my boss said, "You know what? You want to do it? I got you." So he paid for my book, right? Tell me why, instead of going to the school and I had plenty of fucking hours, could have just done this homeschooling myself. Could have got the book myself a long time ago, studied, take the test when I was ready. The test out portion, right? That my last boss mentioned. He's like, "Oh, well, if you have enough hours, you can just test out." Which he wasn't lying about it, which was true, but he never pushed for it, so he didn't give a shit. But this one, he believed in me. And this journey of the ACO is fun. So for all you folks out there in California and you don't know what the fuck to do, go try out for your ACO. Go try out for that alarm company. Try it out. That's fun. I love access control. Ain't nothing better than a feeling than knowing that your damn doors are fucking secured. Knowing that your property is has the best fucking eyes around, right? Has the best surveillance. That's what I'm talking about. And I take much pride in that. So I got into that field. I love it. It's homeschooling for me. I mean, I'm at my own pace, so I don't really have to worry about going to class or missing this and that. I'm at my own pace. And I promise, boss, I'm gonna make us proud. That's for sure. Damn right we will. And just wanted to go over couple other things in life. Really did. As far as wanting to discuss about, the importance of family, the importance of family there. We may bump heads left and right for y'all folks out there, but at the end of the day, you're supposed to become stronger with family, not become separate. Instead of bumping heads with each other, thinking you're getting hurt, or thinking, they're talking shit, they're not. Stop bumping heads, man. Look the other way one day. Just look past it, man. Look past it and be better. Grow. Because the whole point is to grow as a group, to grow as a community, to grow and prosper together. And that's why it's important. It's important to not fight one another. For the folks out there that, your girlfriend's brother, or your girlfriend's or your boyfriend's brother, etc. Whoever you're dating, vice versa, the other family members giving you a hard time. For fucking what? For what? Why? Why test them? If you're getting tested because you're a fucking dipshit, then you're a dipshit. You deserve to get tested. But if you're doing right and they just want to test you, come on, grow up, be better. It's time to be better. And that's where I'm gonna roll into talking about, a couple things in life. A couple things in life, like, arguing with one another ain't gonna get you nowhere. Fighting with one another ain't gonna get you nowhere. Physically ain't gonna get you nowhere. It's just gonna beat someone else's ass. And then create an abundance of awkwardness. Talk it out. Talk it out like grown people. What can't be discussed with words instead of bullets, instead of fists, right? I think so. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. By all means, tell me if I'm wrong. But there ain't nothing wrong with discussing it. And just wanted to talk about the jack-off competition that I had. And for before everybody starts wilding out, jack-off competition. Did you say jack off? Yes, that's right. I did. Hold your horses. Let me explain. So when you want to face somebody else off, right? You have a face-off competition, right? That's called a face-off. Okay. Now hear me out. Hear me out. What do you call it when you have cat six jacks and you have to terminate them, right, for data, and you want to have a jack cat six jack off competition, right? To with your buddy to see who has the fastest hand on the West, right? Now, for you nasties out there fucking geeking and laughing about it, that's on you. Well, I'm gonna let you guys know. This cowboy has not fucking lost the competition. Fastest hand in the motherfucking West. But it was just terminating jacks. That's all it was. Cat six jacks. Haha, the jacking off competition. Knee slapper. But stay tuned, you know, today, for all your loved ones, enjoy. Enjoy Easter today. Enjoy with your loved ones. For you out there, you know, hunting the Easter eggs, the golden eggs. Enjoy it. And for you all grown-ups out there that are just, you know, having these brand new little families, take the time to throw those eggs out there. And if you can't, it's okay. There's communities out there, plenty of people. And, you know, I wish you guys nothing but the best. And for today, let it be the day of the Lord. Let us all come together. That's it. That's all I ask. Stop the fighting, stop the dipshit shit for one day. Just put your differences to the side. That's all. You know, stay tuned for next week's episode. Actually, gonna be dropping one another one soon. The next one I drop is gonna be a collaboration, I hope. So please stay tuned for the next episode. And thank you again, thank you guys, for taking your time out of your day to listen to me for the 25 views that I've had so far. We're gonna grow, and one day I'll be able to look back with 1,000+ listeners. It's gonna be great. And I'm ready to grow with you guys and with the rest of the world. And let's see what the world brings for us. Let's see what the world brings for Around the Loop. Now stay tuned for next week's episode. And happy Easter, everyone. Enjoy it with your loved ones and your friends and your family. Stay tuned.